Hey, hey, AfterBuzzers and fellow Mirrorballers. Tonight was the finale of Dancing with the Stars. We are so, so excited and a little sad that this season is over, but so much to talk about. And we have a special guest with us, so come on back.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wait for it. How long can TK last without cringing?
Welcome back, you guys. We are so excited. Tonight was the finale of Dancing with the Stars, and we have our special guest in-house tonight, Kristen Burt, who you all know. She is, like, famous among the YouTubers and Dancing with the Stars experts. We are so honored to have her on our panel tonight. She now works at the Dance Network, but she was sitting in our shoes from season 15 to season 21, so you know this show better than
us. They let us know who you are.
I know, they love you, so welcome. We're so excited to have you. If you want to introduce yourselves and give your social handles, and we can kind of go around.
Sure. I'm Kristen Burt, at Kristen Burt on Twitter and the Kristen Burt on Instagram, and thank you for having me. It's always good to be back, and you know what? It's funny because I was telling you guys off air, I'm like, they didn't like me when I was on air, and I leave, and they're like, where are you? We loved you. And I'm like, it's just fickle fans. It happens. It's not you. It's not me.
It's okay. We get it. But we're so excited.
We do
to
love
you.
We do love you. Sometimes you just hurt our feelings.
Okay. We know you really like us. We forgive you. It's okay.
It's like how TK feels about us.
TK is just like, stop it. You got no. I'm just kidding. But TK.
Yes.
Take it away.
You
girlfriend.
Can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Hi, guys. My name is Brooke, and you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
And I'm Tara Tenor, and you can find me on all social media outlets at Tara Tenor. So we have so much to talk about tonight, but mainly, let's just jump right in. So the results are in. We know who won the Mirror Ball this year. And let's just hand it over to you, Kristen. What did you think? Were you surprised? Did you see that coming?
I was not surprised, actually. If you would ask me maybe 4 weeks ago, of course, because we've had all the shocking eliminations leading up to this. However, in the end, I think that Rashad and Emma laid it all out on the dance floor last night in the freestyle. Mm-hmm. But there's also a little trick to all of this. A few days ago, it was leaked that Rashad had signed on for the tour that's happening. And usually the winner goes on tour. So it just felt like all roads were leading to Rashad and Emma winning that Mirror Ball trophy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people talk a lot about the manipulation behind the scenes and that producers sort of fiddle with things and make things happen. What I do like about this is that Rashad and Emma put it all out there. So even if you're going to say, well, he already signed up for tour, he was already going to win, that's what producers wanted to sell box office, you know, tickets and everything. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they did the best job when it came to freestyle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. TK, what were your thoughts?
I felt the same way. It was kind of between Normani and Rashad. But last night in the freestyle, there was like one moment in the freestyle where it was just like, okay, he won. Like, and then there was also, that was leaked, but also Normani with the ankle, that was leaked too. But they didn't really, they kind of touched on it a little bit on the show yesterday. But yeah, there was a moment where yesterday I was like, I'm not surprised. Because I think somebody did tweet me yesterday. I'm like, I'm not going to be surprised at all if he wins. And he deserves it. And he looks hot. So
that's right. I second the motion. No, but for me, I've been a Rashad fan just because I feel like with the top three that were left this evening, you know, obviously Normani has a dance background. And then David is on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. But like you're saying, you know, he has his dad dance
dad
moments. And while I love watching him and he seems like the sweetest, most charming guy, he's grown in his own right, but he's clearly not the strongest dancer. Whereas I feel like Rashad is just that sweet spot in the middle where he doesn't have any training and he's got the work ethic and clearly has improved so much from the beginning to now. So I think overall it's definitely a well-deserved victory.
Yeah, his last dance felt like a good combination between David's and Normani's. Mm-hmm. Like it was a perfect, like it had the emotion, but it had the excitement. Like everything was like the perfect combination to it. So
Yeah, I think ultimately it just came down to the freestyle because I mean, they all, you know, were, I mean, ranked according to how I think we all thought they would be. You know, David and Lindsay were in, you know, in third place mm-hmm. with their scores. And then everyone was kind of tossing it up between Normani and Rashad in terms of their skill level and performance and just, like, their journey. But I feel like Rashad just, like, put it all into his freestyle. Like, mm-hmm. it was so entertaining and upbeat and energetic. But also there was some emotion behind it. Mm-hmm. And you really saw that. And I think you really saw, like, the partnership come together and, like, they have such a special partnership. And also, I feel like, I hate to say this, but with Normani, I was kind of disappointed with her freestyle because I feel like, if it's your last, you know, big show-stopping performance on the show, mm. it should be something a little bit more fun and upbeat. I feel like America relates more to that. And to me, like, hers, I loved it. It was such a beautiful, positive, pure message. But I just felt like, I just had a feeling that people wouldn't gravitate as much.
Yeah, we've got the live chat pulled up, and Mrs. D?
Oh, yeah. She's been rocking with us from the beginning.
That's right. But she said similar thing, like, she didn't have any gimmicks in her freestyle, and it would...
Yeah, and sometimes that wins. And mm-hmm. we've seen it happen yeah. with Derek the year he had Carly Pickler. They just did a stripped-down, like, mm-hmm. contemporary piece, and that basically won... the season for him. And that's the thing. I think Normani stayed here at a high level from week one mm-hmm. all the way through the very last consistent. Week. Yeah. And Val, he's known for doing classical pieces. And I think that felt like them. And I felt like it worked because it balanced out what was happening with David's piece and then, mm-hmm. you know, Rashad's piece. But some fans only vote on that freestyle. And I think that they're looking yeah. for big and spectacular and fireworks. And for some people, something simple won't resonate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like she did do something simple, but she was missing the she had the emotion, but it wasn't that tear-jerking emotion. It was, which one was it that Rashad did a couple weeks ago? Like, him and Normani's, mm-hmm. like, when she was talking about the bullying and all that other stuff, you kind of...
the contemporary.
Yeah, you kind of yeah. felt it, and this one is just like, okay, she told a little story, and I don't know if it was the way the packaging was, but the package on a whole with her dance, you just didn't feel the emotion, so maybe, you know, it was the producer's way of kind of spinning it, because I know we have a lot of conspiracy theorists on the chat.
But that's a good way to put it, because her... freestyle to me felt more like a contemporary performance, which it was, but she just could have added so many other things because there's no rules, right? Mm-hmm. So it just seemed like she played it a little safe.
I would have loved to see Simone do the freestyle, but you know,
she could have just been like doing the she would have just done like crazy.
So that's why I wanted to see
yeah.
it.
I
wanted to see how that would have played out.
I did love David's freestyle, like that was so fun. I mean, and like their tricks were crazy, and like there was some humor in it, like the part where he like attempted to jump over like
oh yeah that was good
bar a couple times.
Or I love the with the bat, the baseball
yeah,
bat,
and then he was
the turn.
That was
and I want to say hands off to David on that, because we all know props can go really, really wrong mm-hmm. when it comes to dancing. We've seen it yeah. in other seasons when, oh my gosh, poor Charlie White and that Mary Poppins umbrella that kept on like breaking on him when he did it twice. But that's the thing, like David handled himself very yeah. very well mm-hmm. as a non-dancer, and Lindsay knows how to choreograph to his strengths yeah. and she is queen of that, and that's why she got him to second place mm-hmm. in addition to his popularity, of yeah. course.
And I am curious, since you haven't been with us for this season, what were your thoughts with, let's say the voting hadn't gone the way it did, who would you have pegged from the beginning? Like, who would you have liked to have seen in the finals?
Sure. I always do kind of like a top three or four prediction. So mm-hmm. I did one for this spring season, and I had Simone Biles in first. Mm-hmm. Just figuring, you know, she's coming off of a huge Olympic win. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fangirl of Simone. I followed her career since she was about 14. And I thought, you know, maybe they'll do back-to-back gymnasts and it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. But it really, I felt like her partnership with Sasha was missing something mm-hmm. that Val and Lori had that was magical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a disconnect somewhere, and I felt sometimes Simone was asking Sasha for additional help or for some female input, and he wasn't listening to that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying that on the chat, and I felt that way too. Like, there's that moment where he picked the song for her, and she's like...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even just the way that Carrie Ann had to come in and coach her. Like, it was kind of like... We were commenting about that, saying, I mean... Yikes, like that was almost like a risky move to like coach that way, because that could have gone one or two ways.
Right.
But I feel like someone needed to sort of have that type of coaching relationship with her to really like get her to perform to her potential. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, like Sasha just didn't feel comfortable going there. I'm not sure why, but
I felt like I felt like the elephant in the room, because she had said early on the season, can Lindsay show me that, how to be sexy?
Right.
So she was asking for some female input. And remember, when you're a sheltered gymnast, using your body in a different way is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then a second time when they did the trios and Brittany Cherry came in, she was like, it was so good to have someone just kind of show me what I'm supposed to look like and what I'm supposed to do. And I'm like, as a teacher and as a pro, you have to be listening to that, going, you know what, maybe I need to bring in one of the troop members and just sort of let them work with her just a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, he kind of missed the mark. I mean, no, I mean, it's so easy for us to sit here and be like so critical.
They work so hard, though.
They work so hard, and they're all so amazing, and obviously everybody has a different style. But yeah, that was a little discouraging. And I think that all came together, like, when Carrie Ann came in and it all clicked, you're like, wow.
Yeah, after that happened, her dance, like her next dance was really, really well performed.
It was like in a whole nother, like we were saying, we didn't even recognize her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just was like a whole different performer in a great way, because she just had the right amount of emotion and it was incredible. So it's too bad that didn't click.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like everybody has a different coaching style, but also everybody's receptive differently. Mm-hmm. So for instance, like you talked about, like Nancy, she, you know, broke down and she was used to a certain set of coaching. Like, she wasn't used to somebody saying, oh, you're like great, like positive coaching. She was used to more like, all right, you're not doing it, you need to do it like this.
Yeah.
So I think if you're not used to, I'm going to speak from the athlete world. If you're not used to kind of, okay, these athletes like this way or they like this way, and you're used to other folks, then, you know, you can't pick that out. So I don't know. Yeah, a lot of the people in the chat have been calling it for weeks now. So you guys were right, because I would have loved to see her in the final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But alas. Well, and then, I think, but at least we got to see Simone perform a couple times tonight on the finale. Everyone loved her contemporary performance, the Ode to Moana.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think to me that felt like the most Simone, like the whole season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just felt real and genuine, and she felt good in it, and she loved the piece, and so that's when I was like, God, that's so Simone, and I love that about her.
I agree. That was incredible. But, I mean, she's going to be doing something amazing next, no doubt. So we will just continue to follow her career. But getting back,
she said she's going back to, she's going to be training for the Olympics the next.
No big deal.
Back to the gym. No big deal.
Yeah. No worries about Simone.
But one thing I was shocked about, though, was just Normani getting third place. I like thought for sure that it would be, you know, it would be obviously between Rashad and Normani, one and two, like one or the other, I wasn't sure. But I was shocked that she got third place. Were you guys surprised by that?
Yeah, because I honestly thought because it is a votes-based show, and you have to look at, you know, she obviously has a huge fan base with Fifth Harmony. So I definitely thought, oh, they're all going to be in her corner.
Right.
Like, she'll definitely you know, second, I guess. But at this stage in the game, like, we just did The Voice before this, and tonight was the finale as well. And it's like, when you get to those top three or top four, everybody is so special in their own right that it just comes down to minute, you know, votes or preferences or things like that, you know.
But does it matter? Because if they announced that Rashad's going to be touring and the show was yesterday, does it really matter? Like, have you seen the votes over the last couple of years?
Well, they never tell you what the votes are.
Exactly.
You have no idea.
Right. So, I mean,
the mystery votes.
I know.
Well, and you have to think about this too. The votes were from last week and this week, both judges scores,
and
then the votes. Yeah, and tonight and Top of the Fusion dances. You've got that. You have to look at things like, David Ross was killing it in votes. He was killing it. Mm-hmm. He was able to overcome the scores he was getting with the amount of votes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also have to look at someone like Normani, who was in Jeopardy several times.
Mm-hmm.
So while it probably motivated her fan base to vote, it wasn't enough, even though she was getting great scores and they were power voting. Sometimes the younger votes less than the average American that, you know.
Wait, was Normani in Jeopardy?
She has been in Jeopardy.
Yeah. But you also think baseball, I mean, I know someone said it in the live chat, it's like baseball is America's favorite pastime. I mean,
yeah, and he just retired and like hit the winning run, so and he's like the most famous.
And Jeremy Piven was tweeting about him today. Like people were like, vote. Like all these actors were saying, like, vote for David Ross.
He also has just such a undeniable likability, just like as a person, because like we've been talking about it all season. He's so humble for an athlete, like to his stature, and like he also just, I mean, everyone on the show likes him. They talk about his character. He's been so open and honest about, like, you know, the times in his life that maybe he wasn't the best guy or wasn't the best team player, and he really overcame that and, you know, rose to the occasion and decided to be a better person. I mean, how can you not like that person and, like, want them to be successful?
Yeah. I know. I don't know if the other guys read the comments from last week, but there was a little bit of a dialogue going with a lot of folks, and some people didn't like my comment in saying that, you know, you have to either pick it based on the dances or pick it based on the emotion. And somebody said they're tired of the ringers. And it kind of feels like it's like a catch 22. It's like, okay, well, should the celebrities come in and they should they all be at almost at the same terrible level? Or should they all be at a somewhat, you know, have somewhat of a dance background? Because then that will make it a little bit even. However, then I don't think a lot of people would watch. So it's kind of one of those things. And again, I can't remember who said it because somebody's been saying it for a while. But, you know, we haven't seen those numbers, so.
Yeah, and Rashad was probably the best balance between what David represented, which was the journey, and what Normani represented, which was excellent, exquisite, high level of technique dancing. So that's kind of what went out in the end, which was kind of a nice blend. Yeah. But I would not have been upset had David won, just because you would have been upset. I would have been okay, because I felt like he had a wonderful journey. He had a great partnership with Lindsay. She did everything she could on a choreographic level to make him look good.
I wish you could have seen. I wanted to have it so bad. They did that, the first time it was great, and then tonight when it was back.
Your dad in underwear gyrate on the stage. Funny. Oh my God.
But you have to appreciate what they did as a couple. Absolutely. And made it to second as a non-dancer, beating out everybody else.
I actually think that it's funny, like, the way this season played out, because, you know, obviously at the beginning of the season, there was so much, there were so many, like, crazy, you know, upset fans and so much, like, debate about, like, if it's fair, if, you know, people with dance backgrounds compete on the show, you know, like Nancy Kerrigan, Heather Morris, Simone, you know, being a gymnast, but they've obviously had that before. And, like, whether or not, it's, like, off-balanced at all. And it's funny how, like, it ended up being more about the journey, because that's really what this show is about. It's almost like it doesn't really matter who's the best dancer, because, and I know you want it to be about that.
I don't know. I think it's just like the athlete in me. It's like you train, you do it.
Like, smiles don't win gold medals.
But honestly, I feel like that's why people love this show, and that's why there's been 24 seasons of Dancing with the Stars, and why people are diehard fans, is because it's so fun to watch this celebrity that you kind of know from whatever they've done to be on Dancing with the Stars, obviously, to give them some fame or clout to their name. But it's like you see this like vulnerable side to them, and you watch their journey, and you see them be successful, and you see them fail, and it like inspires you to go work hard for something. And I think that that's why people are just so tuned into the show. And I think that whether someone comes on the show being like an amazing dancer or not, it doesn't really matter.
If you don't open yourself up, it doesn't matter. You know, you could be the best dancer, and if you're not vulnerable, they don't care. They'll just vote you out. Yeah. And I was saying, this is officially, the season was rest in peace ringers, because it's like RIP ringers. Right. The fans were voting. They don't want you around. We don't want to see Heather Morris's. We don't want to see Nancy Kerrigan's, even though I loved her. She was wonderful. Yeah. And Simone Biles even placing her fourth, they're saying, we want to see something different.
Right.
Exactly.
Speaking of people that I was looking forward to seeing back tonight, I love Erica Jane. And I was
Why wasn't she there tonight?
She was. She was on a unicorn. Did you see her in the group number?
Dance.
She was on a unicorn.
She was in the group dance, but she didn't do...
Yeah, but she was on the... Like, I saw it briefly, but, like, even Charles had... Even though she didn't dance, she had a moment. I understand why Mr. T and...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
oh my gosh, I forgot his name.
Chris Kattan.
Yes. Why they probably didn't volunteer. But yeah, I don't know why Erica, I mean, she could have pulled out another, I'm sure she has another two songs that she put out in the last
I felt like she wasn't herself on Dancing with the Stars. I watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and I just die. Like, she is so meme-worthy. Oh my gosh. Yes. You know, and then I saw her on Dancing with the Stars and I'm like, what is going on? Like,
I feel like she just didn't know, like, where to go with the feedback. Because she's used to being, like, just this, like, amazing, you know, I take no shit from anybody woman, like, just so powerful. And I think she was, like, so conflicted with the feedback.
I think once you've been doing your own thing for so long as an artist, and you've been dancing and you've been successful, now, you know, somebody's telling her, well, you have to be stop being so sexy and stop being this. And she's like,
but that's who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could see, when, I don't know. She seems like, she seems like that type of person where, because she got cut off, so she got cut out so early in the season, she's like, yeah, I'll just show up, but.
Because I'm contractually obligated to show up.
I'm not going
to
do. Yeah. And that's it. You're seeing me. Yeah. I'm out.
Here's my appearance.
Yeah.
Well, and also, I mean, it's like, it was so split, half and half. I feel like there was, you know, Erin Andrews and Julianne Hough were just, like, obsessed with her and just, like, said that every chance they could get. And then, but then Len was saying she's too raunchy. It was, she just was like, oh, I don't know.
Well, as Len was in
Len
the background.
Len being raunchy.
Yeah, and Len was raunchy tonight. He's, like, in the background of Normani's
little.
What was
this that he kept doing?
Because it's okay for the men to do, but it's not okay for the ladies to do it. And there's sometimes,
I mean, he's old, though. Come on.
This show reeks of sexism every once in a while. We do see it, and you're just, sometimes you're like,
yeah, I know. That is very true.
But Bruno's hip action.
Oh, my gosh. And then the slow come up on the garbage can. Wow. Love it.
Yeah, or same with, I thought they definitely would have, like, I know Bonner was a fan favorite, you know.
I mean, he, like, oozed sex appeal. That was, like, his whole angle the whole season, and no one had an issue with that. I know. I agree.
Yeah, it is. It is a weird double, you know, standard.
When you don't know what to say, just
just do this.
Yeah, we'll just do it.
Whip out the Lynn fingers.
Yeah, that was amazing, actually. But let's talk a little bit more about Rashad and Emma and their journey on Dancing with the Stars. I totally agreed with, I think it was Julianne that was saying that, like, the turning point for Rashad in this season, I think it was week 4 when the most memorable year episode where he did his contemporary, I forget what the song was, but it was like the emotional dance performance for his father. And they just had just this, like, beautiful connection, and it just seemed as though they were floating, and, I mean, it just looked so effortless. And I think that I agreed with her comment about that, that it was just the turning point for him.
Yeah, I think he was, I mean, his starting point when he began at the beginning of the season, he started off well, so it's just, I don't know, it just, I don't know, it just, oh gosh, it just seems so planned out sometimes. Like, now that you look back and you see how some people get cut, and now you're upset that this person got cut, so now you're gonna watch next week to see who they might cut, and now, and this week watching, like, seeing how some of the people reacted online and on Twitter and all this other stuff, it's just watching that, and that draws more attention. So it's just kind of like, you know, you have to, at the end of the day, it's a show. It's been on for 24 seasons. You know, there's almost a rhythm to it. So, yeah, I don't know.
I know, but, I mean, come on. Like, it's reality TV.
It is a reality show.
There's nothing about reality.
But there's no reality in reality TV. Like, it's all staged to a certain extent, and I feel like, I'm sorry to burst the bubble of anyone that doesn't know that watching reality TV, but there's
like
definitely
three or four,
like,
cameras and
that goes into all of these shows, because they want to ensure that it is going to be entertaining and that they have some control of the outcome, because
they can't fiddle
way
with
too
the votes.
Much money.
They can't
producing the show to just, like, leave it all up to whatever
the
you
fans.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they can't you know, just fiddle with the votes. That's not allowed. So how do you manipulate things? You can edit a package the way you want to.
Exactly.
And you
or
can
choose partners.
Choose partners. You can suggest things to the judges of how messages are delivered. And that's subtle ways that you get an audience to vote or not vote for someone. And I think that that's, you know, and we don't always know who really is in jeopardy. Other than the person that's voted home. They're like...
You have no idea.
We have no idea.
Yeah,
it's
we,
a whole lie.
You're so right. And didn't Fake we... News. I think we talked about this earlier in the season, but didn't we say that the breakdown was... So it's one-third of the judges' scores, and the rest is however America votes? Isn't that what we said?
I believe it's 50-50.
Really? I thought it was swayed more towards America's votes.
I thought it was 50%, 50%, but...
Yeah, I thought that they said that one time.
I wonder, too, it's almost kind of biased because Sasha, I've noticed in the seasons that I have seen, he's partnered up with the shorter females. So it kind of feels like no matter what, like that was already planned out, even though on a connection level, that might not have worked out. So I don't know if the producers even saw that. I'm like, well, we can't pair him
with... How tall do you think he is?
He looks. Well, Simone is 4'9".
He's like 5'1". Probably.
He's taller than 5'1", but he's really. He's one of the shorter.
Miss D says 50-50.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was 50-50. So, but I think that, you know, that is the thing. Like, when you are a shorter man, you are going to get the shorter contestants and things like that. And, you know, Mark Ballas used to get the shorter contestants. That does happen. I personally, in my head, like, watching this, I would have loved to have seen Simone with Artem. I think that there might have been some interesting chemistry there. It would have been way too obvious to put Simone with Val because he just had Lori. But I think that Artem and Simone might have had a different type of season.
Yeah, people definitely were loving on Artem in the chat. He's you know, great. Shouting out to Tony. I know Tony's not here anymore either, but I think he's 5'5".
Yeah, I knew he's taller than me. I'm 5'3", yeah. So.
Okay.
Okay, interesting. But I love, so speaking of some of the contestants that were eliminated in their, like, amazing performances tonight, what did you guys think of Heather Morris's performance with, like, all the pro females?
Well, she danced with Beyonce.
It's insane.
Like.
I love that they showcased her. I mean, I have to be honest, you know, Dancing with the Stars can cast whoever the heck they want. Mm-hmm. Whomever says yes, whether they're dancing with Beyonce or whether they're Chris Kattan, who's come off of a major accident, or Bonner Bolton. And so when you have someone with that high skill level, why not cast them and have them? Because we didn't get to see her all season, so why not utilize her? And Whitney Carson choreographed that, and I thought it was an amazing showcase of her talent. So I loved it.
Why didn't they put in Carlton? I want to see him again. He was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe people would have been mad if he took off. I don't know, because he already won a season and had his limelight.
He's back a lot. He visits.
He is. Yeah, I feel like
How about Dancing with the Stars Junior host? Who do you think is going to host that? Because it's not Tom. He said he's not doing it. I'm like, you know it's Alfonso.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a good one.
He's such
a good host, too.
Yeah, he's a good host. I don't know how I feel about that, though.
With Dancing with the Stars Junior?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. Are they going to do celebrities, or are they just doing...
They're doing celebrity kids and kids of celebrities as...
Oh.
And then they're going to use junior pros, so they're going to use younger pros. But hopefully they'll bring in
What's a junior pro? Like Maddie, 15 and below?
Maddie Ziegler, probably.
Yeah, someone of that age. I would say it would be great to look at some of the kids that participated in So You Think You Can Dance last season, Next Gen. Jake Monreal was a great ballroom dancer, would be of perfect age by spring 2018. He's a killer dancer. I mean, he'd be great. I mean, that's what it is. You know, that's, they're looking at probably like young teens. So,
ooh,
you know,
I don't know about that. Rooter13 says, oh, God, no more Alfonso. I don't know. I almost want to see, I love seeing the ballroom dancer, like kids, like the professional ones just together by themselves. Like,
amazing.
Yeah, I almost want to see a show like that. And I understand, I don't know. We'll see how this plays out, like who they're going to use. And,
you know, the junior versions, other than like maybe MasterChef Junior, have not been that successful.
Yeah.
So You Think is going back to, you know, 18 plus and everything else. And we've seen American Idol Junior did not do well. We have seen this over and over again. And I almost feel like Dancing with the Stars Junior is 10 years too late. It was at the peak 10 years ago, you know? And now we're like, why are we adding this? But as you all know, ABC's banking heavily on reality shows for next TV season.
But I just feel like this works so well. Like, I don't know why they're trying to, like...
Switch it up
or, like, throw something else into the mix. I feel like people just love this show, like, as it is. Like, they don't need to add a whole nother element.
And the demographic seems very... like, I don't know. It feels like teenagers are, like, on the social media and they're doing a lot more things that I don't know if they'll have time to invest in it. So who will be the demographic other than people dancing the stars who watch it? But it's going to hit a point. I don't know. It just, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see the ratings.
Yeah, because their demo, I know that for this past TV season, like 18 to 49, you know, which is the key advertising demo that everyone tries to hit, ABC was way down and they were in fourth place out of the major networks. So I know for them, they're trying to hit a younger demo. But when you try too hard, you know it doesn't work.
And they don't watch TV. No. Like everything is online. They catch snippets or they do, like there's everything's.
Everyone watches clips.
And like you said, you know, you feel like it's too late. You know, like it should have happened, and I feel like Maddie just was the judge for So You Think You Can Dance Junior. Like they already kind of beat them to that punchline, so it's gonna be, you know, I guess now they'll have the celebrity aspect to it. But you know, they're obviously safe on their 24 seasons in. So
here's the question though: how many more seasons do you think Dancing with the Stars has?
They have two more pickup seasons, so they have 25 for the fall. Season 26 was also picked up. However, per ABC publicity, and I contacted them directly because everyone's like, "When is this going to happen?" Because Tom Bergeron's like, "It's only going to happen in fall 2018, and then Dancing with Stars Junior is spring 2018." ABC publicity was like, "Wait." They're like, "For sure, we're going to see Dancing with the Stars Junior in spring 2018. Sorry. To be determined on season 26 of when that will happen in 2018." So
they could be running at the same time.
They could be running concurrently if Dancing with the Stars Junior doesn't do well and they cancel it or something or end it early. Maybe Dancing with the Stars jumps in.
I feel like that would be a smarter move. To do them like side by side, it would definitely pull in more.
Oh my god, that's
viewers.
So much TV.
5 hours.
I think that people would like, I don't know, anyone that was a crazy dance fan wants to get a little more.
Oh my god, like, that just makes me want to throw up a little bit in my mouth. That's way too much TV.
So Mrs. D said, watch the kids be sent home and crying and how they'll do the little drama package. I mean, it'll be like, well, we know Dance Moms, Abby Lee, is not going to be with us for a bit. So
for a year.
Picking.
Oh, man. True. Yeah, I don't know.
The shoes.
I don't know about that one.
Well, going back to, sorry, I just had a thought, too, that we were talking about this when we were watching the amazing finale tonight about Rashad and his football career, right? And, like, how the results of this show affect that, because he's still a free agent. He hasn't been picked up by a team. So, for all the people poking theories out there, this is maybe another theory that, like, maybe, you know, he agreed to do this show saying, you know, I'll do it if I make it to a certain episode or something. Just because, like, for him, this is amazing publicity because for, like, a big franchise NFL team, you know, if they're going to pick up, you know, a second round running back, like, and they're picking between someone else that's good, and he's good, but he also comes with this huge fan base off of just winning or doing really well in Dancing with the Stars. That's a really smart move.
So you're saying that owner is. Before he signed the contract for Dancing with the Stars, he's like, I'm only going to sign if I make it to episode 6 or 7, and then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I honestly don't think that's what happened, but I think he's not an idiot, and he also knows that this show has, like, major exposure.
Well, yeah, his agent.
And
the
timing
of
him doing the show is amazing for his career because, I mean, let's be real. Like, NFL teams also want the fan base, and they want the celebrity. It may or may not work out for him on the field, whether or not there's a spot or whatever, but they don't care about that. They want to pull in the viewership to the games and the fans, and so
it depends on the team.
I mean, but most teams
the teams who are not winning, they want to just bring people in. I don't know. I feel like they definitely approached his agent, and his agent sold him on it. Like,
it seems like when I watch it, I'm like, this kind of seems like a distraction.
He was training for football all the way through, and he put in more hours than any other contestant. Mm-hmm. They said that tonight he had 100 more hours in the rehearsal room.
But it's also like, I mean, this dance training, it's not like it's going to hurt his football skills. It's all like quickness, agility drills.
The ankle went out, or
it's true. Like, if he gets
a lot of stuff could happen.
Knee, yep.
Yeah. So, and he's he's not super old, but he's older. So everything has to, you know, you're taking mm-hmm. in between. So he's probably doing two a days. So he's doing dance in the morning and then training in the afternoon. So now that just his body and how he's recovering from that, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he was in hopes of after this happened that he would have, like, people would have started calling, teams would have started calling, and I don't think that happened. So therefore.
I think maybe it has happened. We just don't know.
He is on that tour all through the entire summer.
Yeah,
so
that's the start of football.
Yeah, right. He signed a full contract for that tour.
But I mean, he can get picked up during the season too.
He can get picked up at the start of the season because he'll be off tour by that point.
But yeah, because mid-August is the
But I just think he did such a good job of displaying his character in like such a genuine
someone he's over the hill for a running back.
Oh no, that's terrible. No, but he has had 8 seasons in the NFL. That's
he did. And I definitely
career.
I definitely see him, his personality. He can definitely be one of the hosts of like an NFL show.
Yeah, you had a good point.
I definitely see that he can do that. So
I agree.
This Dance with the Stars has provided a platform so, you know, Fox or whoever can see, okay, you know, he has that. He has that spark.
Yeah,
he's bringing people over.
Yeah.
So
Michael Strahan kind of moves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I think it's like this is a positive for him all around. Even
Rashad will be just fine, you guys.
Yes.
He will.
Yeah. Yeah. We're so worried about you, Rashad.
I want to see his DMs. That's what I want to see. What those look
Who's
like
sliding
after.
Sliding into the DMs.
Yeah. After, like the people who've never heard of him, don't watch football, and they're like, ooh. And then I'd love to see what that is. He's a fine-looking man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. Yes. Yes.
So I'd love to see what that looked like. He's 32. It's not too bad. He could have another year or two. It just depends on how everything's going.
Like, fine.
I mean, I think he could have a couple more years as long as he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems tip-top shape to me.
I say go into broadcasting and avoid that concussion, honestly.
Yeah, I think that, like, he just teed himself up for an opportunity like that because his personality he's so likable.
He's very media-friendly.
Yes, and I just love his positive message just all around, too. So I think we feel good about the results, so to speak.
You're probably the least happy, maybe?
No, I would have been very upset if David won.
Okay.
So I did call it yesterday. It was a toss-up between the two. So mm-hmm. I'm definitely happy that Rashad won.
Are you okay with David in second?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to...
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again...
I'm not surprised, though.
Yeah. I am not surprised. My thought process and how I do things, I know, is a little bit different on how the ruling and how people vote and stuff like that. I'm just more of like, okay, he's good, but compared to the other two, he's not.
You're allowed to think that.
Yeah, I know, but it's just
you
like,
feel like you're constantly defending it, right?
Oh yeah, I'm like, in the chat, I'm like
you're allowed to.
We have to be very careful what we say. They get very upset.
No, but you do. This is the thing. Like Dancing with the Stars, you do need a variety of opinions, and like Absolutely. No one can go out there and be perfect every single week, and everyone has up weeks and down weeks, and
well, and there wouldn't be a discussion if everybody. Had well, yeah, the
everyone's
opinion.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What did you think? Like, were you happy with the?
Genuinely, had any of the three finalists won, I really would have been happy because to me, they all represented something very different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Totally. I fell in love with Normani. I didn't really know who she was. I knew who like Fifth Harmony was as a group, but I just felt like she led her season with such grace and such class, and she was beautiful to watch out there on the dance floor. David, to me, just had the time of his life, and I went on a really fun ride with him, and you know, he had some nice improvement. Was he Absolutely. Looking like Normani by the last week? No, of course not.
And would he have been able to last the season? Like, if he signed on all summer? I don't know about that one.
No, and I don't know if he would even want to. I mean, he has kids and a family.
Yeah,
I think his
wife wouldn't be like,
His kids are ready for him to come home.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
But his poor kids having to see that Magic Mike routine.
They're scarred for life.
Oh my god, I'm scarred for life. This is terrible.
They're probably going to tease their dad forever on that. That's what it is. And you know, and just Rashad, I just think that he and Emma had this really nice trajectory that led right up to that freestyle yesterday that clinched him that mirrorball trophy.
And especially, I think there was the interview yesterday where she's like, you know, I'd feel like I didn't succeed in getting him the mirrorball. Like, he deserves it so much. But not in deserve, like, how all the other pros were saying it. But, like, he works hard. He, you know, he's never won anything. you know, producing and package-wise, they, you know, set it up for him to win. So.
And Emma did some gorgeous choreography stuff we had not seen from her because she hasn't had a partner like Rashad before in any of her seasons. Right. So it was really nice to see her be able to show off her skills.
Speaking of amazing choreography, I did love, I know we had some mixed emotions on Romani's freestyle, but I have to say, like, Val's choreography on that was gorgeous. Maybe it wasn't to be saved for the freestyle, but it was. I thought that was beautiful. It was one of my memorable moments for the night.
And her message, too, about just, like, handing over this, like, baton to the next generation of just encouraging to have love and... I mean,
and it came on the night of, like, just moments before the whole Manchester tragedy had happened. I just think that...
It was so relevant.
It was so relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... I mean, I don't even know how they pulled that. It was just, like, so perfect.
Yeah. And would she be able to go on tour during the summer, too? She's with Fifth Harmony.
So do they have to go? If they win, is it, like, a contractual thing? Can they pass? Or
you can pass, absolutely. And we have seen a tour, I think only one tour, where the winner has not gone on. But it's interesting because the winner and the person that's going on tour is always announced on the last night, and it's... Lately, it's always been the same person. Mm. It's very curious, you know. Oh, yeah. That's why it's always like clues of who's going to win. Yeah. So when they were saying Rashad, it does. It's smart business sense. You can sit there.
Well, you obviously want to pick the person to win who's going to be able to go on the tour.
Yeah,
it'd be kind of a letdown for fans.
Trini Boy
27.
Thank you,
Damien.
He wants to know what are some of the panel's favorite routines of the season.
Ooh.
I think that's a good one.
Definitely not the Magic Mike one.
We know that it was secretly your favorite.
Moana for me with Simone was a real standout. I have to be honest about that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I liked Simone's other... I liked her performance in the episode that she was eliminated in. The one that was like jivey. It was a jive and she like threw off sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. She was wearing the pants.
Yeah, and like
yeah, that was a good performance.
Sexy leather pants with like the little bedazzled crop top. Yeah. And she just like, to me, that was when she just like, it all clicked for her and she just had such great energy that was like still vulnerable and she was having fun and it just seemed like all of the feedback really resonated with her and she just finally let go of trying to be perfect and just really like showcased her talent as a dancer. That was definitely one of my highlights.
I like Erica Jane's first performance, even though it wasn't much of a ballroom performance, but I just like Erica Jane.
And definitely the unicorn.
Like she and it was her song. Like it was just so Erica Jane. I love her.
Yeah,
it was nice. But the memorable moments, I definitely love Rashad's one. Normani's one that night too was really, really well. And then Nancy did a great one. I can't remember which night it was on. I think it might have been the night that she got cut. She had a really beautiful performance, and I was really upset. I think I said it for, like, 2 weeks. I'm like, she should not be.
Yeah, because she finally let her guard down.
Yeah, and just, you know.
Yeah. I know.
I love Nancy Kerrigan. I'm so sorry. So, you know.
Nancy Kerrigan.
She was such an ice princess, like, as an Olympic figure skater, very guarded. And to see her so open and open to the process was really nice to see. And I loved her partnership with Artem, another person who we haven't been able to see all of his skills in the past couple seasons. Mm-hmm. And he gets someone like Nancy and you're like, look at what he can accomplish. Look what he can do.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they picked her because the movie's coming out soon.
I thought this.
I know that.
Because of iTanya.
Yeah. But she is very adamant about having like no affiliation.
She has no affiliation
with
it.
The movie.
Yeah, there's somebody who like it's a brief appearance of her, but it's more about Tanya and.
But it's PR 101. You get your story out first before that movie comes out. It's smart.
Right. It's a smart move on her part. But also, I loved how you really just saw her be like so vulnerable. Because I mean, we were kind of saying that at the beginning of the season about how we were worried that she would, you know, kind of do the same thing that Simone did. But I think Nancy Kerrigan really, like, let her guard down early, which helped her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she just showed that, like, she's so hard on herself. And she talked about, you know, her struggle with infertility. And she really just let it all out and showed America such a different side to her than what we're used to seeing. And I thought that was, I mean, just made me love her even more.
Yeah. I think it's scary. I mean, especially if you're used to being a certain individual, like Simone's used to being the gymnast. And now they're asking her to be, you know, show more of it. Or even, like, us on TV and stuff like that. Like, you know, like, well, show more personality. Well, I don't want to. You know, she's kind of like, you know,
make me.
Yeah, it's just like you don't want to show all avenues of you. However, when you do, people can connect with you, and it's very hard if you're not used to that. So, yeah, I definitely feel like when Nancy started showing more of it. But again, I didn't mind because she was just such a hard worker. So, yeah. You know, and it kind of eventually how everything played out, she was able to, you know, get really good performances from her.
Well, and also, I mean, we're all human. So it's like when you also get to see somebody's, like, human side where you realize that they're not perfect.
Yeah, they poop just like you do.
Yeah, and they, like, cry when they get...
Words of wisdom from Deacon.
Yeah. Just, you know, but, like, they get...
It's true.
It's like,
I've never heard that at all. Like, she's like, I'm not even paying
attention. Happening here. But no, it's like with for someone like Nancy Kerrigan, I guess I would sort of think this too. Like, she would go on a show like Dancing with the Stars and get feedback and kind of be like, well, who cares what, like, the judges of Dancing with the Stars think, or like, who cares what America thinks? Like, I'm a gold medalist and, like, you can just do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? But for her to, like, still be affected by that and, like, take it so personally and want to, like, really, you know, rise to the occasion and be a competitive performer. It's like, we're all human and everyone has struggles and everybody has...
Mine on Zua is so sweet.
No, Trini Boy is so sweet. Started, rocked with us from the beginning, hung in with us.
Damien's the best.
Yes. So
no, Damien loves, is the best.
Yeah. He loves dance. Yeah. And he is the biggest love bug ever.
Yes. So
see,
appreciate
this
it.
Is distracting to me.
The only distracting one is mean.
Well, I mean,
everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Go
but
away.
No, I'm what I do like about this is everybody's entitled to their opinion. Yes. If you watch our first episode and read the comments and, you know, how we've all grown and we all, you know, it's like we grew with the celebrities.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really appreciate Trini Boy's like, yeah, that's not happening. So, I like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
A little bit of sassiness.
I'm all about a little bit of sass.
Yeah, no, it's fine, whatever. But, I mean, but like we were just saying, we are all human, and we do the best job that we can do, and everyone comes on here with as much energy as possible, but we also want to be genuine and bring something original to the table, and Kristen, you are, like, the best addition tonight, because she's
know,
a pro. She's so calm, cool, and collected.
Any,
like, what?
Any possibility of you coming back for next season?
I don't know about that. Yeah. We do have a lot of news, though. TK and I are going to be doing World of Dance starting next week.
Yes.
Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, I believe. I believe that's
out.
What it is. If not, I'll just follow our Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm going to join the live chat from the other side.
Do the live chat from the other
Get
side.
Get rid of the hosts.
But I'll also be doing something individual. I'm going to be doing one-on-one interviews. It's a joint partnership between Popcorn Talk and Dance Network.
Nice.
And it's going to be called To the Point with Kristen Burt. To the Point.
Kristen Burt.
Yeah. But we're going to be bringing in dance stars from Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance, World of Dance, Dance Moms, you name the dance show.
Awesome.
We are going to have them here in studio with us. And we're going to be doing that weekly, hopefully within the next couple weeks.
That's incredible.
We've been working really hard on getting that together. So I'm excited. And hopefully we'll get some World of Dance people, because that show, $1 million is the prize.
I know, that's insane.
It's going to be interesting.
Olympics
of Dance.
Can we
get J-Lo?
If we get J-Lo, I won't be able to handle that.
Oh, that would be unreal.
I want my J-Lo glow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
she's so
me
amazing.
Too. Don't we all?
That's amazing.
Like,
so, TK, you're going to be doing that as well?
Yes.
And then what other shows are...
And you ladies should have been doing it, but whatever.
I said I'll come in if there's...
We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about that later. But what?
I was saying, what other shows are you on... Other shows that they can find you on?
Oh, God.
What isn't she on?
BET, So Rebel, The Americans, Second Wives Club.
So you live here?
Yeah. She sleeps on the guest couch.
All day, every day.
Gosh, yeah. Just...
You're busy, TK.
Follow me.
Busy girl.
And TMZ. Also. You can see me on TMZ. Guaranteed.
I know, I love watching you on TMZ.
Yeah.
You're so
amazing.
Good. Yeah.
I try.
Okay, well, what do you guys think? Are we ready to wrap this baby up? Did we cover everything? I feel like we did.
What? I didn't know Miss D is from Barbados. Oh,
Miss
what's
D! What is that? What is the time difference?
I think it might be 5 hours because my folks are from Trinidad, so I have a like West Indian connection. So I think it's 5 hours. I didn't know. You should have said that like
that is
five episodes ago. Shout out to Misty. She rocked with us. Right. Trini Boys rocked with us for the whole time, even when everybody was hating on us in the first two episodes. So I really like that.
There we go.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
We love you guys. What a fun season.
I know. It's been a ride. So, Tara, are you signed up for any other shows coming up? Or?
Not yet.
Not signed up. Is she doing any shows?
Like, I didn't mean signed. I meant...
I'm just messing with you.
You know, like...
Everybody poops the same.
Everybody poops the same. That's the next show you can find her on.
I'm not sure how to respond to that.
That should be the title of the show.
I'd do that show.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Kristen's like,
I'm like, what did I get myself into?
We lost her.
Me amazing. And Kristen are on the same original.
Like, what? Yeah.
Just kidding. So that's too close to each other.
No, I love it. And what an amazing, exciting season of Dancing with the Stars, you guys. I can't believe it's already over. But I'm so proud of Rashad and Normani and David and all the contestants this season. They did an amazing job. Yeah. It's been so fun to be a part of all of this.
Can you tell them next year to make the finale shorter? It was just too much.
Yeah, that is one.
Lots of filler.
Really. Too much.
Really
filler.
Too much.
It was 3 hours.
Oh, but let's nominate Chili to come on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God, yes.
Wouldn't she be a great contestant?
With her,
I don't know.
Triple pack?
I don't know. I don't know if they will translate. I think she's a great dancer, but I don't know if she'll translate. That would be a good one, though.
I like her a lot. Yeah. I just
love her.
She looks amazing. I think she's in her mid to late 40s.
And she fills that nostalgia slot because it's 90s like popularity. Totally. I don't know. I dig her, so.
Good nomination. I agree.
Trying.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe The Rock.
Oh, he's too...
He doesn't need dancing.
He's running for president, you guys.
Yeah. No, he is not.
2020.
Yeah, 2020.
With Kanye?
That's yeah, it'd be him against Kanye.
Wait, did you? Yeah, no.
I mean, it beats...
And The Rock would be, like, independent.
Is he, like, the highest paid
He is the actor. Highest paid actor in Hollywood currently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's signed to the same talent agent as Jiggy.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
On that note...
She's okay. Like, I'm done.
No, well, I just feel like we've talked a lot about this finale that was amazing and so just wow worthy. I loved it all. So let's wrap this baby up. What do you guys think? Okay.
There you go.
Well, thanks you guys for tuning in. The finale was so epic and your presence made it even more so. So thanks for following us all season long. We'll be back for the next season, hopefully.
In the meantime, where can they find you?
In the meantime, you can find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenor.
Awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. You can find me on social media as well at Brooke Lacey H.
And remember, folks, everybody poops the same. You can find me on everything. She's like,
She's like, I need to get you a shirt with that.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know if I'm going to be with the show with her today. But anyways, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. I really appreciate you guys in the chat and the comments, all that good stuff, and tweeting us, too.
Yeah, so we love you guys.
Well, thanks for having me, you guys. I certainly appreciate it, and it was nice visiting all of you again. Again, World of Dance starting next week, and To the Point with Kristen Burt will be beginning in the next couple weeks between Popcorn Talk and Dance Network.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, you guys.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Mwah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.